Hey, you want that to go?
We've got some takeouts for you on stories that we're following this week. And Facebook, again in the news, and yet again for the same old thing, but this time with a soundtrack. I always feel like somebody's watching me. We have more details on this from the Takeaways digital editor, Jim Colgan. And it appears that the idea of privacy on Facebook, not just in terms of how much privacy we have, but who's making the decisions about how much privacy we have, is yet again rearing its ugly head in terms of Facebook.
Well, that's right. Last month, Facebook changed again its privacy terms of services, its policy about privacy, about what it made as a default privacy option, and it made it even more permissible. So you had to go in. If you didn't want your personal information being shared more with the wider internet, you had to actually go in and change those options. And then 2 weeks ago, a couple of senators spoke out against it. And then last week, the Federal Trade Commission said it was going to scrutinize Facebook's policies. And then yesterday, there was word that Facebook is having an even bigger presence in Washington by hiring the services of a former FTC chairman. They deny that, but it's definitely clear that they're increasing their presence in Washington to fight these, as the backlash sort of heats up, definitely on the blogosphere and in these actions.
Which Facebook says is only because of the congressional interest in Facebook. Has the Congress stipulated why they're interested in Facebook particularly?
Well, they say that, you know, this shouldn't be the default, that people enter Facebook on the assumption that your privacy is not going to be shared, and that, you know, It shouldn't be changed midway.
Well, but that's subject to a court test. What people actually believe when they enter into Facebook, that's really the center of the law.
Right, exactly. And it's all very clear in Facebook's terms of services. They're not doing anything, you know, they're not doing anything they're saying they're not doing, you know.
And that federal court out on the West Coast has said the FCC and the feds have really no power to regulate this. So in some ways, Facebook looks like it's riding pretty high here.
Well, exactly. But it's definitely, I would say now, there's a graphic we have on our website that sort of charted the evolution of Facebook's privacy. And in 2005, when it was the Facebook .com, it was only to the networks close to your colleges, your cities. And if you move the graphic along, you can see in this bubble just how wide it's gone. And now it was never the wider internet. And now the majority of it is as default going to the wider internet.
Well, say what you will about what is legal and what is not. Clearly, that probably will come to a court test. People are pretty ticked off about it. I mean, smart, internet-savvy people are suddenly finding things that they've shared with what they thought was only with their friends searchable on Google.
Well, that's the thing. It's now searchable on Google as a default unless you make these changes. And even if you do make the changes, Google caches it, so it takes a while for you to, you know, to control it. And then there's a controversial policy they released a few weeks ago is their instant personalization feature, which actually sends your information to, they started with three sites, Yelp, Pandora, and Microsoft Docs. And when you go to these sites, they already have your profile information. Now, you can turn this off like any of these things, but the default is that it's on. And we posted this on our Facebook site yesterday, and the only comments we had were sort of skeptical about it. We had a few comments saying that this is going to be the undoing of Facebook and that they don't explain their policies clear enough, which is sort of the criticism. But, you know, anyone can log out of Facebook. But the question is, can you do without Facebook? I mean, any of the party invitations or anything, you know,
I think
that like,
you can
get.
Do without Facebook.
You can, but you know, a lot of people treat it like
Jim
email.
Can't do without
this isn't the first time we've talked about it, probably not the last. Jim Colgan is the Takeaways digital editor.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI, to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.